Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of OldWestDailyReader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 42 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of October 10th through October 16th in the great American Old West? October 10th, 1871. The Great Chicago Fire is finally brought under control and extinguished, but the city has lost an estimated 200 to 300 citizens, and close to 100,000 were left homeless. With 17,500 buildings destroyed, the estimated $222 million in damages is a third of the valuation of the entire city. October 10th, 1977. The passing of Helen Gibson, born Rose August Wagner, age 85 in Rosebud, Oregon, the first professional stunt woman and much more. This lady was a pistol. An actress, stunt woman, trick writer, and film producer, Helen was married to Hoot Gibson from 1913 to 1920. Her first movie role was in Ranch Girls on a Rampage, 1912. That was a silent. Then The Hazards of Helen for 69 episodes, 1915 to 1917, also silent. Wrestlers and Gun Law, both 1919 silents, directed by John Ford. She rode with Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus Wild West Show as a trick rider, 1924. Her last hurrah was John Ford's 1961 movie, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. October 11th, 1880, Tombstone, Arizona Territory. Doc Holliday and Johnny Tyler argue, but are disarmed by friends before shots can be fired. Milt Joyce tells both Doc and Tyler to leave, and Tyler does. Doc and Milt argue about Doc causing a disturbance in the bar, and Milt tosses Doc bodily out the door. Doc later returns, and he and Milt get into an argument about the return of Doc's gun from behind the bar. Milt refuses to return it, and Doc leaves again, but shortly returns with a self-cocker and fires two shots at Milt and his partner. Milt is shot in the hand, while his partner William Parker is wounded in the left big toe. Milt subsequently whacks Doc on the head with a six gun. Next day, the witnesses don't show, and Doc pleads to a misdemeanor assault and battery, paying a $20 fine and $11.25 in marshal fees. That self-cocker was probably a Colt Thunder, 41 caliber. October 12, 1940. Tom Mix. Thomas Hezekiah Mix drove his Cord 812 through barricades into a washed-out bridge and was killed instantly when struck in the back of the head by an aluminum suitcase. Located near Florence, Arizona on State Highway 79, the site was later renamed Tom Mix Wash. A rodeo champion and sharpshooter, he acted in 336 Western movies, including one 15-episode serial, The Great K&A Train Robbery, 1926, and others. Most of his films are lost. His horse was Tony. October 13th, 1873. A $2,000 reward, quote, for the arrest and delivery of the bodies of said Frank and Jesse James, unquote, is offered by Missouri Governor Silas Woodson in Jefferson City, Missouri. October 14th, 1868. Former slave William Cathay, actually Cathay Williams, mustered out of the U.S. Army 38th Infantry at Fort Bayard, New Mexico, after 2 years' service with the Buffalo Soldiers. The only woman known to have so served, she did not see combat. Her 1881 request for a pension was denied. October 15, 1880. Outlaw leader Jesse Evans is convicted and given 10 years for the murder of Texas Ranger George Red Bingham at Presidio del Norte, Mexico, on July 3, 1880. Ranger D.T. Carson was also wounded in the affair, but the gang lost the battle. George Davis was killed, John Gross wounded, and the gang taken. This was the last hurrah of the Jesse Evans gang. October 16th, 1938, Billy the Kid, an opera by Aaron Copland and choreographed by Eugene Loring, opened in Chicago, incorporating adaptations of numerous American cowboy ballads and folk songs. The production is still popular today. It is certainly a different way of looking at the American West. October 16th, 1942, the premiere of Rodeo, The Courting at Burnt Ranch, a ballet by Aaron Copland and choreographed by Agnes DeMille, who also danced the lead, featuring movements suggested by cowboy activities such as roping, riding, etc. The production was a pace-setter in contemporary American dance. Copland's composition was again based on folk music. There were 22 curtain calls on opening night, and it is still popular today. Writers, this was program 42 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.